This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Welcome to the Safe Haven Podcast. I am your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey, praying that everyone is doing well on this beautiful day. If it is not a beautiful day, it is still a beautiful day, because please note that even above the clouds and the rain clouds or the overcast clouds, please note that over those clouds, the sun is still shining. So therefore, please keep that in mind, even if you are feeling down and you don't feel the sun shining on you. But don't worry. God's sun is shining on you. Today's podcast is going to be very, very, very deep. Well, at least it is for me. It's a very, very, very sensitive topic. Who do you serve? I'm not going to get in the way of what the Lord has planned for us through me. So, therefore, I just want to let you know that I want you to be encouraged. I want you to not feel down. I want to make sure that everybody, I know you're going through things, sickness, bereavement, you name it. I'm going through it as well, you know. And so as someone told me the other day, you are not alone. And that reminded me, I'm just going to briefly say this, it reminded me of a Michael Jackson song called You Are Not Alone. And I remember when I first heard it many, many years ago when it was released, but in recent years, when I heard when MJ passed away, and this was some years back now, but when I heard that he passed away, I got the news. The moment I heard the news, his song, You Are Not Alone, came on my MP3 player, and that touched me, and I knew that was God talking to me, so through Michael. And even though I was reflecting on it, it just wanted to remind you all, you are not alone. And believe it or not, if I'm listening to this to myself, again, I want to remind me, no matter where I am in life, that you are not alone. So I won't tarry much longer. Going to get right into this, guys. Stay tuned. Safe Haven Podcast is really growing, and I am so grateful for everyone who's taken a part in its growth. And also, as we continue to grow in the Lord, growing the faith in doing this as a ministry that's gone beyond four walls, coming soon will be, I won't say merchandise, but I will say at least something to showcase that you represent Safe Haven Podcast near and afar. Stay tuned in future podcasts for more information on this wonderful idea. Thank you for listening to this wonderful, wonderful message. Now, for those who live in the greater Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana area, if you are interested in having I, Reverend Brian C. Pusey, come and speak at your with your congregation, I would love it. Please, please contact me at bpughsley at yahoo.com. That's bpusey at yahoo.com with the heading Safe Haven Ministry Invitation. I will be glad and honored to come to your congregation and bless you with the word that the Lord has given me. Please reach out and let's build this community together. It's prayer time here at Safe Haven, praying for everyone that's going through sickness, going through joblessness, going through probably even borderline homelessness, or you're going through a depression, going through anxiety, even going through bereavement. I want to continue to lift my own family up in prayer, for we had a memorial service for my aunt this past Friday, and it was pretty good. It was a great, great service. I gave the eulogy, and it was powerful. It was God-led and inspired. His Holy Ghost just took over the experience. I'm going to continue to lift my father and my aunt, my other aunt, as they are going through this bereavement process in their own fashion. Just want to let them know that God is still with you, and just want to encourage you to just continue to be a light of fire for in all our lives, my life and everyone else that you come in contact with. Praying for everyone else that are going through things, praying for those who celebrate a birthday today or this weekend or this week. Want to pray for those who are just not even knowing that they need prayer. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you right now for another opportunity to be able to listen to this podcast, oh Heavenly Father, for you know that we could have listened to anyone today, oh Heavenly Father. We could have walked into any door, any church door, oh Heavenly Father. And if we were not able to walk into a church door, we might have walked into a job today, oh Heavenly Father, with not having your Holy Ghost, not your having a word within us, embedded in us from you, oh Heavenly Father. So right now, we want to thank you for this podcast, for it may continue to touch and bless someone who is not able to walk through those doors right now, Heavenly Father. But we want them to know, we want you to know that we are still with you, oh Heavenly Father. We still believe in you, and we still hoping that you're guiding us to do the right thing, oh Heavenly Father. And right now, we just want to pray that you continue to guide us and lead us, protect us, encourage us, oh Heavenly Father. We want to pray for those who are in bereavement right now, Heavenly Father. Just lift them up right now, oh Heavenly Father. Lift them up, encourage them, put a word inside of them. Let them be led to someone that they can spread the word in the memory of the person or persons that they have lost, oh Heavenly Father. Be it from violence to COVID to just regular old natural sickness, oh Heavenly Father. We just want them to know that if the spirit of the person that the loved one that is no longer with us is still within them, oh Heavenly Father, so within their heart, within their souls, within their memories, as long as they're walking and talking and breathing, oh Heavenly Father, that they are still, that the person is still alive within them, Let them be the guiding light to someone right now, Heavenly Father. We want to pray for every church door that is open in your name, Heavenly Father. Every church door that is just now beginning to be open in your name, Heavenly Father. Be with every pastor, every church leader, every singer, every usher, every deacon, every member, oh Heavenly Father, of every church door that is open in your name. We want to pray for every podcast that is out here doing the same thing, oh Heavenly Father, trying to spread your word to the masses, oh Heavenly Father. Pray that you just continue to guide that leader, oh Heavenly Father. Guide their producers, their mixers, their whatever, oh Heavenly Father. Just pray that you continue to touch them and guide them and lead them and bless them. Continue to touch their followers, oh Heavenly Father, so that they may be able to be blessed by the word. And right now, Heavenly Father, I want to pray for this podcast. Continue to touch this podcast. Continue to touch me, oh Heavenly Father, and bless me with whatever word that you have for me to give to the masses, oh Heavenly Father. And I pray that for every follower that is listening right now, Heavenly Father, be it a preacher, be it a person, a regular person on load, considered from other people that consider on low, but considered on high in your eye. So, Heavenly Father, just continue to be with them, guide them, teach them, bless them, and continue to be with me. I pray for the word that's going to be coming forth, oh Heavenly Father. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my strength and most blessed Redeemer. In your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's scripture time here at Safe Haven. Pray that you have your swords ready. We're going to be coming from the Gospel of Luke, St. Luke. Coming from the 16th chapter. Going to be reading the 13th through 15th verse. Going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. The Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all this, and they ridiculed Jesus. So Jesus said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts. For what is prized by human beings is an abomination in the sight of God." Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the few moments that we have together, going to be speaking to you on the topic of who do you serve? Who do you serve? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you right now for the word in advance and the message in advance. If the word is not typed down, O Heavenly Father, put it in me, O Heavenly Father. Empty me out and fill me up with your Holy Ghost, O Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. See, this right here, Luke chapter 16. Matter of fact, when you get an opportunity, read that in its entirety. But this text right here is a text that gets tossed around a lot when we see people who go through a metamorphosis on their journey. It sometimes appears to be for the greater good, and other times it takes a while for the cracks to show. Amen. You see, we see it when certain church leaders start mixing church and state, believing in their hearts that they can influence reform in the system by becoming a part of the system, only for the system to influence them for the not so good. See, for starters, I'm not against any leader who believes that they can make a difference by running for office. No, I'm not against that. But I am against those who lose sight of who they are and get drunk from the power once they get inside that system. Amen. See, I'm not here to discuss politics, but that's just an example of where the text is advising us as a believer and a follower. I have a question. How many of you have started doing something noble? When I say something noble, I mean like starting a business, starting a game plan to do something great in the community, whatever. I mean, I'm hoping that many of you have started something. I really have. And out of the numbers that have said that they started something noble, I have another question.
Are you still noble at what you started? Or did you end up getting corrupted by the power of that noble beginning? Did you get corrupted? Don't worry. You see, it happens to the best of us without warning. You see, one minute you're a humble person from wherever you're from, and then the next minute you're an insufferable person focused on greed and takeover and taking things over because you have the power. See, I get that pull every time someone tells me about my podcast. And I feel like this is what a senior pastor of a church must feel like. I don't know what that feels like because I've been a third or fifth person in line to the senior pastor. But I can assure you that the power of being at the top may have crossed my mind, but thankfully it did not cross my heart. Amen. See, it's not easy to understand that unless you were a person on a job that you couldn't truly stand because a supervisor or a manager or someone higher up than that treated you like you were less than a person. And you probably sat down, bowed, maybe even prayed that if the company ever promoted you, you wouldn't be like that. Then all of a sudden, boom, you're promoted. Now, instead of cashing in on your promise and cashing in on your prayer, you end up becoming the kind of supervisor or manager that you used to hate. Why? You want to know why? Because you probably chose to go to the power route and not the God route. Amen? See, that leads us to the first point of the message for today. There can only be one. I'll say that again for those who love to take notes. There can only be one. See, verse 13 states, no slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. See, that's deep right there. And you can hear how I put emphasis on certain words too. And I did that because we may not see it that way when we start our noble efforts. It's after the first group of followers start pumping us up to a level where we are above the altitude of humble gratitude and end up on a different latitude minus the longitude. Went right over your head. I know that probably did. I know that many of you probably hated studying geography, but I'll give you a quick note on that right now. See, latitude is going across the map. Longitude is going up and down on the map and meets up with the latitude somewhere in between. Now, let me put a theological perspective on the geographical spin. We may have been shifted from the hood to the suburbs on a new latitude, but without God as our center, we've knocked out our longitude connection. Amen? You'll get that later when you repeat the podcast. Anyway, Jesus was telling us that we can't serve two masters without loving one and despising another. Some will say that we can, but those people that do say that are the ones that fell for Satan's okey-doke and want some company to go with their misery. Amen. See, you can't serve God in wealth. Maybe you can, says the person who lost three wives to divorce, pays alimony or not for five kids, and is super wealthy. Yeah. Maybe they can sell you Brooklyn Bridge as well. You see, today's society will have you thinking money will buy you a spectacular spouse, grant you exclusive membership to the yacht club, or something even more higher class than that. If that's what will make us happy, I can see why a lot of people are upset, because we all don't have this level of happy. Because that version of happy is a flat-out lie. Amen. See, this is not the kingdom of God. That doesn't represent the kingdom of God where only the 2% get that version of happy. If the 2% are getting the version, what is the 98% getting? You know what it's getting because you're probably living in the 98%. See, the 100% in the kingdom of God, that they get the version of happy that transcends society's happiness. Amen. And that's a great thing. Because I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to be on the level of where I'm not a part of the 2%. I don't want to be First off, I wouldn't want to be in the 2% because I probably wouldn't be completely happy, because I'll always be worried about whether or not I'm going to lose that quote-unquote happiness. I could lose it at any moment. I could lose it to tax evasion. I could lose it to making the wrong investment. That's something else. That's something else. I want to transcend that. I don't know about you. That's why I want to be in that 100% version. I want to be in that God's kingdom happiness. Amen? See, this leads me to the second point in today's message. Wavering isn't an option. I'll say it again. Wavering isn't an option. 2 weeks ago, we covered in Hebrews about wavering and how we must choose the right path and move forward with the Lord by our side. That was called Don't Waver. And you can listen to that message afterwards and feel the connection between the two passages here. God or wealth. To be loved or despised. Nike or Reeboks. Potato or potato. You get the gist. If you think that's all the wavering that you're going to get, imagine being a churchgoer looking for a word. And all you hear about is that they need money for the building fund again, even though they paid off the mortgage a few months ago. Amen. In verse 14, it states, the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all this, and they ridiculed him. There's that dreaded M word again, money. See, the Pharisees must have been the Forex traders of their time. Yeah, you know, we'll get you what you desire if you give us your investment. Tied to the pastor. church. See, they lost their way like some of us have and forgot who they were serving. They'll probably say that they're serving God, and they'd be half right. The only thing is, their God is a lowercase version, not the uppercase kind. Amen? See, the Pharisees wanted to ridicule Jesus because he was a mere carpenter trying to do their job, but was probably a dropout and not a sellout like them. Oops. See, that's what many people call us when we move up the ladder in our lives. We weren't born to stay in the same place forever, though. Amen? See, you don't believe me? Look at where you are versus where you were 10 years ago. Tell me that wasn't a blessing that got you there. I'll wait. Exactly. A hallelujah. Big time blessing. You're not in the same place you were 10 years ago. Matter of fact, I'm not in the same place I was 10 years ago. And that is all because of God. God will continue to move us in the direction that we must go in and we should go in. You see, this isn't the time to let your enemies continue to kick you down and make you submit to the dark side. Yeah, it may appear to be alluring at first, but let's face it, it's a mirage. It's just like watching these things where they try and bring you in and they show you all those cars, those high cars that you're going to get. You're going to move on up to the top if you just bring in 5 more people or 17 more people. You know, you're just moving up that ladder. Now, in some cases, it may be legit. I have yet to be involved in any of that that is legit. But if you're a person who's been involved in some of that and it is legit, praise God, hallelujah. Don't bring me in, but I'm just glad that God is working it out for you. Amen. You see, but for some of us, it is a mirage. Don't drink the water, and please don't waver, because God's already got you covered by the blood. It's hard to stay humble when you're successful, is what they'll tell you. But I'll tell you a bigger truth and deeper truth than that. It's really hard to be humble when you're not successful. Amen? They'll say, you're a successful person. You don't need to be humble anymore. The devil is a world-class liar. You need to stay humble. You need to be humble. If you're not humble, you're going to crumble and you're going to tumble. You can take those words to the bank. Amen. See, now this leads us to the third and final point of today's message. Serve God and only God. I'll say it one more time. Serve God and only God. Verse 15 says, So Jesus said to them, you are those who justify yourselves in the sight of others, but God knows your hearts. For what is prized by human beings is an abomination in the sight of God. You see, today's title is called, Who Do You Serve for a Reason? When it comes down to the core of your life's mission, are you serving man or God? It's a simple question that will elicit complex answers from everyone that comes in contact with this question, because they either don't know the right answer or don't want to, so they give you the answer that they think you want to hear. That's cool when you want to give us that complex answer, but when it comes to God, how will you answer that question then? Remember, as it says in verse 15, hey, he knows your heart, and it never lies, like in the same way that the eyes never lie. He's got you listening to this message wondering, what can you do to get through the week where the boss has denied your request for time off, where your kids got on your reserve nerve and deleted your patience? You must know what to do because your spouse hasn't been giving you attention lately. What's the word? The word is in the title. Who do you serve? Are you serving your boss? Do you serve your kids? Is your spouse the one that you bow down to serve? If the answer is yes to any of those questions, you need to get on your knees one more time and pray for forgiveness right now. Because you should be serving God and only God. It's nothing wrong with submitting to some people sometimes, but if they're not submitting to God first, submitting to them means nothing. Kids should be looking up to you, not down to you. Your spouse, I don't know what to say about your spouse. Maybe you aren't evenly yoked with the spouse. Maybe you got together with the wrong spouse. I don't know. That's between you, the person, your spouse, and God. In terms of your boss, if in respect to your boss, if your boss does not understand or relate to you, then they need a reality check, but it has nothing to do with you. You need to pray that God intervenes in their lives, because probably they're going through something. Maybe they even listened to this message themselves today. I don't know. You don't either, obviously, but you never know. But it's time that you get on your knees, because you should be serving God. It's time to stop serving the wrong God and time to serve the one and true God. Jesus once said, how much longer will I have to put up with this unbelieving generation? You know, we would rather believe the lie that they are trying to kill us all, not even knowing who they are. Ask the person who says that, who they serve. No matter what their answer is, see if their actions back up their answers. If their actions are not backing up, you already know. See, I serve God, but please check my actions just to make sure that I'm practicing what I'm preaching. Amen. I'm not going to sit here and cast down judgment on anybody, because that's not my place. So therefore, whatever I say about whatever I could be saying about someone else, I'm also saying about myself. Check me about as much as you can check the others. And don't forget to check yourself, because if you don't check yourself, you're going to wreck yourself. You see, I, like you, will have moments where I need to answer the same question about who I serve. Here's my answer. I serve God and only God. If you're not, it's time to renew your connection with God today, because tomorrow is not promised. It's time to watch you earn your spot in God's kingdom by serving him today. Will you? I pray that you do. Because now more than ever, we need you. We need you to lift up these people, because some of us can't reach the people that you can reach. Some of us did not get delivered from the clubs. So therefore, I may not be able to reach somebody in the club like you can. Or, matter of fact, maybe I can't reach the person that works a certain kind of job or lives a certain lifestyle. I didn't come from the hood. So therefore, I may not be able to reach brother or sister so-and-so from the hood like you can, because that's where you came from. Or vice versa. Maybe you did not come from the suburbs like I did. Maybe you can't reach somebody in the suburbs like I can. I don't know. But you know what? We need more people. You know, we need you. God needs you more than ever. So the question now is, who do you serve? Will you serve? It is time. It is time to serve. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this word. We want to thank you for the message. Thank you for the messenger. We pray that you just continue to guide us and lead us today and forevermore. We pray that this message reaches somebody that has never reached before. We pray that you just continue to guide us, lift us up, uplift us, and be with us. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you're enjoying this wonderful podcast and you want to hear more, please make sure that you click the follow or subscribe button on this wonderful podcast so you can stay up to date with the latest and the greatest and be able to listen to past podcasts that you have not yet heard before but want to hear again. Also, don't forget to click the share button. The share button is also important, so therefore you can share this podcast with all your friends, loved ones, and acquaintances. Look forward to hearing from you. Peace. Thank you for listening to this podcast today. We pray that the message has uplifted you in a way and encouraged you in a way that is going to bring out the best in you and bring out the God in you. If you do not have a church home right now, we pray that you get connected with a church today. If you want to be connected to my podcast in a church-like way, you can always reach out at bpughsley@yahoo.com. And I most definitely will reach out to you in the best way possible. So right now, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this message right now. We want to thank you for this podcast. We pray for every person who is listening right now, Heavenly Father, under the sound of my voice. Continue to guide us, encourage us, teach us, bless us, and our families as well. We pray that as you dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And see you next week.
Amen. Amen. Don't be ashamed to call his name.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.